blood and thunder and going in for tackles that you wouldn't normally go in for.
I try and like want them to go in, like my wife's English, the kids are having, but I just can't.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast and download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Are you ready for quick start car insurance? Get a quote today at GetSetGo.ie.
Now you're very welcome back. So we're going to turn from the rugby to Camogie. The league final played out yesterday evening in the Croke Park Sunshine in front of 3,000 fans. It was live on the national broadcaster, a repeat of the All-Ireland Finals of 2019 and 2020. So in 19, Galway beat Kilkenny to take the O'Duffy Cup west of the Shannon. Last year, Kilkenny exacted revenge. And yesterday evening, Kilkenny once again came out on top, 118 to Galway's 115. Happy to say we're joined by Aislinn Connolly, All-Star winning former Galway player. Hi, Aislinn.
Hi, Joe. How's it going?
Good. Great to have you with us. So look, live on TV, 3,000 people there, sunshine. This was kind of a nice showpiece, I think, for the game to kick off the year in a big way.
Yeah, it was brilliant that it was being televised. It gave great coverage to the game. And like, I know there was a few people kind of questioning the time, 7:30 on a Sunday evening, very hard to bring, you know, if you have family and you wanted to bring them up to the match, by the time you got back to Galway, Kilkenny, it'd be almost midnight on a Sunday night, school in the morning. Mm. But in saying that, it was absolutely brilliant to be able to sit down and watch it at home. Personally speaking, I watched at home in Galway with a bit of a family affair with my mum, my dad, my brother-in-law, my sister, and my 12-year-old nephew who's a boy and not into female sports at the moment. You know, he's a bit too cool for school, but he actually said, geez, I'm so into this match, I can't get over it. It's brilliant. My mother said it was the best game ever. But the brother-in-law, my dad, like, geez, the intensity in this game. So it was brilliant time, I thought, in that you could sit down on a Sunday evening. There was not much other sport on over the weekend, you know, and you could really, it was a great, not only that, I was so delighted that it was a crack in second half as well, so that neutrals or people who were flicking, you know, stations and happened to watch a bit of it got a real masterclass in Camogie, in particular in the second half.
Well, I've no idea if it was pure fluke or very much by design, but there was no Euro match on at 8 o'clock last night, so they had a free run at it. There was very little else on. The golf hadn't really kicked off. Now, sometimes the GAA and the Camogie Association and the Ladies Football Association, they do some crazy things scheduling. So I don't know, like I said, was it like a stroke of genius and they picked out this window, or it was just pure good luck? But either way, it worked. And I guess on the kids coming up thing, when there's only 3,000 going to Croke Park, you don't really need to worry too much about a capacity. So it's kind of perfect. And when you get the weather as well, it's going to help a good game.
Exactly. So no, kudos like to, you know, the organisers, the Camogie Association, to Croke Park for having it televised, for having it in Croke Park. Mm. It makes more of a spectacle of the occasion as well, the fact that it's on Croke Park. Like, it's everyone's dream to play in Croke Park, and the fact that the Camogie League was on this year there was an added bonus.
Aislinn, we'll get into the story of the game in a second, but just the nature of this rivalry now. So two All-Ireland finals on the bounce, now a league final. Is there some needle starting to brew here? Did the teams get on relatively okay? What's the Kilkenny-Galway rivalry like at this stage?
Well, there was an episode actually in the game where Aoife Donoghue fouled Denise Gall, and it was a bit of a sloppy foul, but actually they had a hug and a smile afterwards because they know each other and they're friends, and they, you know, they would have been pally from a few of the All-Star trips. But yeah, it's getting to be a very close rivalry. As you said, they've met each other a couple of times now in serious games down through the years, in particular the last year's All-Ireland final. Galway, you know, bet them by 6 points in 2019. They're meeting again in the championship in a couple of weeks' time. And I think that all this rivalry and the tension and the familiarity of the two teams together had some part to play in the start of the game yesterday, and particularly the first quarter being a bit stop-starty. It wasn't opened up, it wasn't really flowing. And I think that's why they were just, you know, they weren't letting loose. They were trying to bed down, you know, the man-marking positions, etc. But then thereafter that, it became a great game. So, yeah, like, I think it's going to be very interesting. They both will have learned a ton when they meet again in the championship.
Yeah, I guess it's inevitable that some kind of needle might come into it. If someone's stopping you winning in All-Ireland and then vice versa, you know, and then you're meeting each other again, it starts to kind of brew a little bit. So you mentioned first kind of 10, 15 minutes, there's a settling down period, and then Galway very much in the ascendancy last 10 minutes of the first half. They're 9 points to six up at half time, and Kilkenny just come out and it's a blitz. They score 1-5 in no time. Suddenly Galway's 3-point lead is a 5-point deficit. So what happened there, do we think?
Yeah, so as you said, Joe, like Galway were the stronger team at the start. You'd have to say they had the upper hand. They were running at the Galway defence. You know, they're creating damage, creating chances. And Kilkenny were just, you know, a bit relaxed. Mm. And then, as you said, 9-6 to half time. And I don't know what happened to half time. And Brian Dowling says that he didn't give any major super speech at half time, asked them to up their intensity. And by God, did Kilkenny do that, because they just came out and with such intensity and ferocity. And they actually doubled their scores. So there were 6 points at the break. And then in that third quarter, within a couple of minutes, they were 1-13. They got a cracking goal. Aoife Doyle, you know, just is so speedy. She left her marker, you know, Tara Kenny for dead. Another Galway player who's really speedy, Niamh Kenny, couldn't even catch her, and she just buried it at the back of the net. Mm. Now, to be fair to Galway, Kilkenny were brilliant in that third quarter, and to be fair to Galway, they came back. And Niamh Kenny, you know, the caliber of player that she is, she's a real leader. Mm. You know, 2019 Player of the Year, 6 All Stars, and she scored in a classic goal in terms of like taking her player on, beating 3 or 4 defenders, and you know, hit it low into the back of the net, and then followed by Siobhan McGrath point. So, you know, it was like level with the first minute of injury time, but then Kilkenny just upped it another gear, and got a few points to, you know, to win by 3 points. But something happened at halftime. I don't know if it was nerves, Kilkenny, in the first half, but that can be a tendency of Kilkenny. It was the same all through their league campaign against Tipperary and Limerick. They've been slow to start, and it's the second half when they get their second wind and seem to kind of really drive on. And obviously for Championship, they're going to have to rectify that and start, you know, quicker off the blocks from the get-go.
Yeah. So, as you say, Galway draw level towards the end of the game, close to injury time, and then Steffi Fitzgerald got a great point. Denise Gall scored, Mary O'Connell scored, so a 3-point win, and it was just those late points late on. And as you said, with Kilkenny, this is something of a habit, you know, pulling these wins out of the fire. And I guess you'd have experienced this as a player as well. When you win these kind of matches in that way, as in level into injury time, and it's us who pip them, that's a really nice thing to pick up when you're putting your back pocket psychologically, that actually when the going gets tough here, we sort of have their number. And Kilkenny probably have a bit of that now going into the game with Galway.
Yeah, and when I was playing, you know, Wexford were brilliant at that. They were just the best team, and they won the 3-4 in a row. They were brilliant to, you know, clinch it at the end and finish off those tight games. Now, the same could argue if Galway won, you could be saying the same thing about Galway, because they went extra time against Cork in the semi-final and then closed it out by 2 points.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, you know, you'd have to say Kilkenny will get, you know, an extra added boost of confidence from this league win on top of their All-Ireland final win last year. They're, you know, they won by 3 points. They're able to close out games, and you know, like psychologically, they've lost so many All-Irelands before last year. You know, they lost, you know, 5 out of 6 All-Irelands. So you know, that plays in your mind. So the fact that they won last year and now they won, closed out a really tough game against Galway yesterday, you know, will stand to them when they come out to the Championship. Will stand to them, you know, giving them that inner belief and confidence of not just the older players but also the younger players coming onto the scene.
You mentioned Galway's semi-final against Cork went to extra time last week. So a touch of tiredness, perhaps. I know it's hard to try and put your finger exactly on why a team doesn't win, but the fact that they started well and maybe faded possibly could be put down to that. It's still early enough in the season. Players trying to get their fitness post-COVID.
Yeah, you could say that.
You're not buying that, though.
Yeah, no, not particularly. I think there was a couple of chances. I just think there was a couple of chances that Galway could have capitalised on at the latter half of the, you know, in the game. Mm. Siobhan McGrath, you know, was very skillful and broke through and nearly got a goal. But, you know, the goalie for Kilkenny did an amazing save and duly rewarded man the match for her 3 amazing saves in the match. But I think Galway could have been a little bit more clinical, you know, and, you know, I think they're so fit now. The players are real athletes, and I don't think, you know, the 6-7 day turnaround would have been too much of a setback for them going into the match. They would have been, you know, they would have been ready and prepared and up for it just as much as Kilkenny would have been. But yeah, you could say that COVID, the lack of training, matches, etc. I think the first few league matches were a bit, you know, didn't make for as much as pleasant viewing as yesterday did. But the same could be said for the hurling as well.
Yeah. And Aislinn, Aoife Donoghue, who's an All-Star winning midfielder, has been in at full forward against Cork in the semi-final and obviously again at the weekend. Maybe she was earlier in the league campaign, I'm not too sure. But certainly these two games, All-Star winning midfielder thrown into full forward. What's the thinking there? Is that to do with her? Is it to do with, do Galway have a deficit there? Do you think we'll see her there come championship?
Well, I think it's a bit of a stroke of genius from Cathal Murray, the Galway manager, to kind of shake it up and you know, keep the element of surprise for the opposing teams. So, you know, she's, as you said, no one would have picked her for full forward because she's such a brilliant player in midfield. But she started full forward, or she went in full forward against Cork, and she turned the game around and she scored 4 points, won a penalty, and really was the deciding factor of Galway beating Cork in the semi-final. And again, it happened yesterday, and she got an early score on the board to keep the scoreboard ticking over for Galway. So she's very flexible and she's very adaptable. And I imagine that lucky Cathal Murray, that he can play her wherever. He can start her midfield and move her into full forward or vice versa. I think the absence of Niamh Hanafy was injured. You know, it may have had something to do with that, puttering in forward. Orla McGrath got injured in the semi-final, you know, got a brilliant goal in the All-Ireland final last year, was just coming really into the game against Cork in the semi-final and had to be taken off due to injury. So, you know, once she comes back, maybe there isn't as much need for Aoife to be up there, and she can play her brilliant role in midfield. But she's an asset to Galway, whether she's midfield or full forward, and a very strong asset at that.
Yeah, nice option to have. So with a view to 2021 then, in the landscape, we have Kilkenny and Galway clearly very much amongst the two of the best, if not the two best. Cork pushed Galway very close in one semi-final. Tipperary pushed Kilkenny very close in the other semi-final. Who do you think is the best team in the country?
Well, the best team in the country at the moment is Kilkenny, because they, you know, they won yesterday and they're All-Ireland reigning champions. When it comes to Camogie, there's really, you know, the three teams at the top, and then you've, you know, a gap. So you've got Cork and Kilkenny and Galway, and then you've a bit of a gap, and you've Tipperary, who are very much in the fourth position there, I would say. You know, had a great league campaign, nearly beat Kilkenny, only for the last couple of minutes. They, you know, Kilkenny got two goals in the space of a minute, but they're up and coming. Waterford were up and coming, one junior, one intermediate, the last couple of years, and it would be great to see them continue their success. Who do I think is the best? You know, at the moment, I think Kilkenny are, and I think Galway are very much second there as well.
The reason I ask is they won the All-Ireland final by 3 points, and obviously last year was a strange year, so it's, you know, not they wouldn't acknowledge their win, absolutely you would, but you know, it was a strange year. So they beat Galway by 3 points in the All-Ireland final, they beat them again by 3 points yesterday. That's far from insurmountable gaps, so it seems like it's pretty tight here. Like, you wouldn't say they're nailed on by any means to win the All-Ireland then.
No, totally. And the top three teams, Cork included, there's very little between them. And, you know, Galway just got over the line last year against Cork in the semi-final. You know, Cork are, you know, All-Ireland champions in the last couple of years. There's very little between them. You're totally right in saying that. So it's a toss-up between those three teams. And then with Tipperary, you know, being very much led by the amazing Cathal Devan and Orla Dwyer now back from, you know, Australian football after winning that series out there. You know, she's going to be a serious asset to Tipperary. So I'd love to see more teams, you know, at the top, and hopefully Tipperary can really bridge that little gap that's there between them and the third team, the first, second and third team. And you see a bit more competition this year, because, you know, nearly every year you can kind of say who is going to be in the All-Ireland final or who's going to be the top three teams. But Tipperary are really showing a spanner in the works this year, which is great. Yeah. And last year, and they're definitely serious contenders for the championship.
And what is it that Kilkenny have at the moment that just has them slightly separated?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I was thinking about this beforehand, and I think it comes down to they seem to be like the hurlers. They're able to kind of have a conveyor belt of young ones, as they say, coming through. So they've obviously lost Anne Dalton this year due to retirement. You know, the best player in the in the Kilkenny team for years, won the top, the best in the country, certainly in the top three in the country in the last couple of years. But I really think, like, you know, they really breed their young player as well. And you just have to see that from Aoife Doyle last year in All-Ireland final, scoring 4 points and scoring 1-2 yesterday in the final. Mary O'Connell, you know, coming up through the ranks in intermediate and scoring 3 points last year. Katie Nolan, 3 points yesterday. Katie Nolan, the same. Steffi Fitzgerald coming on in the semi-final and the final and scoring a point. So they've really got, like, fresh legs. That can really, you know, they're not subs, they're finishers, and they really do finish the game. Whereas with Galway, yes, they brought on subs, and yes, like, Dervla Higgins had an impact yesterday. But I don't think, and Niamh Hanafy, you know, was brilliant in, you know, did a little flick and set up a brilliant score. But I think the and the same with last year in the All-Ireland final, I think the Kilkenny subs that came on have that more impact than other benches, from what I'm seeing.
Okay, and that's going to be crucial if these games are being won late on, like yesterday. If we're talking 3-4 point games, then the finishers, they're going to have a big impact ultimately.
Yeah, for sure. And the strength and depth of any team is, you know, in their finishers and in the subs bench. So I think it really is the little difference that's edging Kilkenny just up that little ladder to the number one position at the moment.
Okay, well, I guess it'll be interesting to see how the next couple of weeks unfold. Aisling Connolly, brilliant to have you with us. Thanks so much for the analysis. Appreciate it, Aisling.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See you again. That's Aisling Connolly there, 2-time All-Star with Galway, giving us her take on the game. Should tell you, Denmark have gone 1-0 up against Russia. So that goal coming just in the last few moments. Mikael Damsgaard with the goal on 38 minutes for Denmark against Russia. It's still nil all between Finland and Belgium.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Are you ready for quick start car insurance? Get a quote today at GetsetGo.ie.